really difficult. It's going to really do damage.
It's filled with noxious gas. Yes. It's a clear bubble with disgusting, smelly gas inside of it.
But I do think that once the bubble bursts, we will sort of be free of this large-scale LLM nonsense, because I think that the companies that are pushing it, I don't think it actually works the way they promise.
Right.
And I think that they're hoping – I think that ultimately it's a con where they're trying to get it to work the way they say it works. And they're just – trying to hold out until it does, but I don't think that the economic realities, I don't think we're going to sustain it, and I think all these data centers are just going to turn to, you know, rotten skate parks or something. You know,
hey, I'm always for more skate parks.
You know, convert them to paintball arenas. You know,
paintball arenas, skate parks, roller rinks, which are weirdly closing down. I mean. I don't know what that's about. Those are the best.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm a big roller skater. Well, I was. I don't know why I keep talking about myself like I'm still a young person. I haven't been in college for 20 years. I called myself a theater major. Incredible. I wish I was still in college, but alas, it is not to be true. But yeah, I think that Brendan was right, that a lot of this is just being pushed on us.
Right.
Even when I don't want it in my Google results. I don't want it in my phone. I don't want it in my new laptop. And it's like, I can't buy a new laptop without AI being part of it.
When I was going through the show notes for Mark's previous shows, he has the meme image of the girl with like the French horn or the tuba, and it's like on the other girl's head.
Right.
And it's like me, and it's, you know, AI.
AI
companies putting AI into things that I don't want. And it's true. And I think that, like, there was just there's a party line almost, like, where it's just everybody has to, like, pretend that this thing is going to change. And they don't know. If you really press some people in certain sectors, they don't know why or how AI is going to change it. They just know it's a faith-based argument.
Yeah. Well, on that note, I think we left the interview a little more hopeful, but hopefully, yeah, hopefully this will crash and burn. That's
yes.
what we want. Yeah. Stu and I agree on that.
Yeah.
That about wraps up our time. You're listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online all of the time at WFMU.org. Coming up next, we have It's Complicated with Dave Mandel, so please stay tuned for that. And as always, avoid Apple. Abandon Amazon, forget Facebook, and whatever you do, get off Google. I hope that made you proud, Mark. I did that for you. To take us out tonight, we have New Dark Age by The Sound.
times. Darkest fears I heard from safest places come the bravest words. And it's pretty.
Hey there, good evening, and welcome to another installment of It's Complicated, an hour of prog and prog-adjacent music. I'm your host, Dave Mandel. I'm here bringing you this glorious radio show every Monday evening at 7 p.m. Thanks for joining me tonight. I'm going to start with, there's a new, some of you, if you listen to this station at all, ever, you're aware that there's a new Nick Drake box set that just came out, and it's called, what's it called? The Making of Five Leaves Left, which is the Five Leaves Left being the first Nick Drake album, and it's exactly that. It's outtakes, demos, and so on and so on and so on from Nick Drake's first release, Five Leaves Left. Everyone here at FMU has been playing this, and I have no problem with that. There's no such thing as too much Nick Drake. Of course, I, however, am jealous because I, too, want to play the new Nick Drake box set. And there's a little loophole. The song Riverman, which appears on the first Nick Drake album, there are a couple of demos or outtakes of the recording of that song, Riverman, on the box. And Riverman is in 5/4 time. It's a kind of an odd time signature, and it's, I'm avoiding painfully long technical descriptions here, but it is complicated, to coin a phrase, and it's difficult, and it's really tricky to play the 5/4 rhythm the way he does and the way the accompaniment does. It's really good. It's really impressive. I've always genuinely been impressed at how smoothly he handles this. The vocal melody, the rhythm of the vocals is kind of odd. It doesn't fit comfortably with the 5/4 time of the music. It's really, really good. So with that long introduction, we're going to hear an outtake of Riverman by Nick Drake. This is take one, I think, recorded January 4th, 1969.
I'm going to do an introductory bit, which I may cut out, but you'll hear when I come in the normal place.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry?
Sure,
no, I'm going to do a little bit at the beginning, which is, and then I'll come in on the rhythm. You'll know when I
awesome.
Okay. Okay.
Choose a way. gonna tell him all I can about the plan. Fly the time. If he tells me all he knows about the way his river flows and all night shows. She prayed today for the sky to blow away, or maybe stay. She wasn't sure, for when she thought of summer rain calling for her mind again, lost the pain and stayed for more. Gonna see the river man, gonna tell him all I can about the band. If he tells me all he knows about the way his river flows, I don't suppose it's meant for me.
Nick Drake and River Man, and that's take one, recorded on January 4th, 1969. Sounds like a pretty good take to me. Why did they not use that one is a good question. Again, that's from the new box set called The Making of Five Leaves Left. Just some of the most beautiful music ever set down on tape, Nick Drake. All right, we're going to move just a few years into the future, 1977, and we're going to hear a French group from Normandy called Plat du Jour, and this is going to be a track from their self-titled album from 1977. I think they only released a couple of records, this being the second of them, and it's kind of a fusion prog hybrid, maybe? Plat du Jour. Thank you. Oh, that's me. Music there from the group Plot du Jour, and a track, again, from their self-titled album released in 1977, a track called Autoroute, from Plot du Jour. We'll stay in France for a little bit longer and move 39 years into the future. Sorry, my math is not very good, unless I'm counting time signatures. We're going to hear a track from a group called Zwoiled. I have no idea how their name is pronounced. It's usually spelled, rendered in all caps, Z-W-O-Y-L-D. Zwoiled. They're from France, and we're going to hear something from 41 years, from 1977 to 2018. Okay, that settles it. We're going to hear something from an album called Zgond, also spelled in all capitals, also a complete mystery to me. This will be a track called Jolitude from the group Zwoiled. And I guess if I had to use one word to describe this, that word would be wild.
Thank you. reste abattue. Jolitude, ah, attitude, active avec ta brûle. Désuétude, ah, tu seras la poubelle pour aller danser en bonne ficelle. Jolitude, jolitude, reste abattue. Jolitude, ah, interlude, c'était à la TH. Télitude, ah, tu seras la poubelle pour aller danser.
Jolitude, if you didn't get the hint, from the French group Zwoiled, Z-W-O-Y-L-D, track from a 2018 release. They are from France. We're gonna go now to Ukraine, not the Ukraine. Finally, people have stopped calling it the Ukraine, which is incorrect. Of course, that's because it's been in the news so much for terrible, terrible reasons, but we won't get into that. But from Ukraine is this group, who are called Karfagen, undoubtedly the wrong pronunciation. We're going to hear a track called Silent Anger Part 2, and this comes from a 2010, I believe, release called Solitary Sandpiper Journey. Pretty proggy name, I suppose. And I emphasize again, this is from 2010. It sounds really vintage to me. It sounds like it could, mostly it sounds like it could be from the 70s or something, including the guitarist who is sort of channeling Alan Holdsworth, big prog stalwart guitarist. Anyway, this is the group Karfagen. Thank you. All right, then. Sudden ending. Not my handiwork. That's the way the track ends. And again, that was a group, Karfagin, approximate pronunciation, from Ukraine. Track from an album called Solitary Sandpiper Journey, released in 2010, I think, 2010. I'm now going to play something I've been, you know, this happens sometimes. I've been carrying this, I've been bringing this record with me here for like the, and meaning to play it for like the last 9 weeks in a row. It's been like the Prague monkey on my back. I just keep not getting to it. I don't mean to damn it with faint praise. I want to play it. It's a good record. I want to play it, but I just never do. So finally, I'm going to get this thing off my back. We're going to hear a track from a group called Time, you know, T-I-M-E, and early Prague group from Yugoslavia, from the former Yugoslavia. 1972 is when this dates from. We're going to hear a track from a self-titled album with an absolutely ridiculously unpronounceable title. And it's kind of from the bombast school of early Prague. This is the group Time.
Za koji život treba da se rodim, za koji sudnji dan treba da živim, i kojem Bogu treba da se molim, i koju ženu treba da volim ja. Koji život treba da se rodim, za koji sudnji dan treba da živim, i kojem Bogu treba da se molim, i koju ženu treba da volim ja. Treba da sam list i nikada neću sada.
ta, za koju ženu treba da sam god. I nikada neću saznati to, ko godi me put života moj, da će u volju sve rad, da će živi i mre.
Wow. The group Time from Yugoslavia, 1972, with some high-energy proto-prog there for you. And I need to tell you that the new issue of WFMU's print program guide, LCD, is out and has been sent to all listeners in the U.S. who donated $75 or more during the last fundraising marathon, which was in March. If you're a new listener or if you live outside the U.S. and you'd like a copy of LCD mailed to you, please sign up for a copy at the following website, www.iwantmylcd.com. That's www.iwantmylcd.com, and we will take care of it. And I highly recommend that you do that because it's the new issue of LCD is absolutely gorgeous, starting with the cover. The cover is just breathtakingly beautiful cover art, and the whole issue is pretty cool. We're going to go back to France now, what the heck, and hear a group called Hellebore. I discovered, this gives me an opportunity to plug yet again the WFMU search page. Go to our webpage. You can find it. It shouldn't be difficult to find from our homepage, which is wfmu.org. The search page will tell you if, who, when, whether anyone has played a particular band or a particular song on a show. If you're curious, you know, have the Beatles ever been played on FMU? I wonder about that sometimes. You go to the WFMU search page, you type in Beatles, and you'll see every DJ that has played the Beatles, and there's quite a few of those. So I checked today, and why do I bring this up? Because I checked today, and to my complete amazement, I have not played Hellebore on this show yet. Hellebore was a French group, post-prog, sort of post-RIO, rock in opposition, from that sort of extended family, and they were really, really, really great. I'm going to play a track from an album called Il y a des jours, which means there are those days, there are some days, and this will be the French group Hellebore. Absolutely great stuff. Listen up. Thank you. And that's music from a group called Hashashin or Hashishin. Basically, it's a reference to the Persian group, the Hashishim, or usually in English called the Assassins, group led by Hassan al-Sabah. dangerous bunch of characters, people you don't want to run into on the street when you're coming home from work late at night. Hashishin, and they are from Sydney, Australia, and we heard a track called Immolation from them, and that's from 2016. And that's pretty much going to do it for me. Thanks so much for listening. Always a total pleasure to be here playing music for you. Thanks, I don't say this enough, thanks to all the wonderful people on the comments board. Really great bunch that keep the lively chat happening throughout the show, and I really appreciate it. And if you haven't made an appearance on the WFMU comments board, you should, because it's a fun place, and there's a lot of really nice, really smart people there throwing facts and figures and trivia around. Anyway, that's it for me. Have a great week. See you next time. Stashu is next. You're tuned, needless to say, to listen and support WFMU in East Orange, WMFU in Mount Hope, New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online, on the internet at WFMU.org. And here comes Stashu.
It's time for another exciting episode of The Dance with Me, Stan Show. Someday.
Merry Christmas to all and a fire safe New Year. Englishman's home and families to boot. It's holiday time at engine number 9. It's holiday time at engine number 9. It's holiday time at engine number 9. They're singing and gay making merry and fun. Decorations hung high for it's holiday time. Saint Nick is expected and toys he will bring. Down the big brass pole and toys he will bring. Merry Christmas to all, engine 9 gave a cheer. Merry Christmas to all and a fire safe New Year. It's holiday time at engine number 9. There's Captain Sharp and the man of the line, Irish McGlone and Black Grey too. Both great men and proud to know the scene.
cheer. Merry Christmas to all and a fire safe New Year.
Yes, that's right. Today we celebrate the New Year here at the Dance With Me Stanley Show, right in smack dab middle of August, because it's our first ever cookout at the Dance With Me Stanley Show.
I love you, but I wanna know for sure. Come on, hold me tight. I love you, wild thing. You make my heart sing. You make everything groovy. Wild. I think you move me, but I wanna know for sure. Come on, hold me tight. You move me. Wild thing, my name is Kathy. And I'm wild, 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 wild.
That's right. How are we supposed to make burgers if we don't even have buns? Or beef patties, for that matter. We don't have anything. We don't even have the grill. I guess all we have is our imaginations.
Yeah.